Robinhood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
Good morning. I'm Meg Scher, the director of the David M. Hunt Library in Falls Village, and I'm here with Leslie Battis, the assistant director of the Norfolk Library. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Meg.
How you doing?
Good. Enjoying the sunshine.
Yes, me too. And today we're going to start off talking about library partnerships, which is one of my favorite topics. Leslie, do you want to share some partnerships that you have at your library?
Yes. We have a partnership with the Land Trust for our Books and Boots program. The group reads a book and then talks about the book on a hike on one of the Land Trust properties.
That's such a cool idea.
Yeah, it is. And then in the winter, which is even better, they're in the Great Hall where they just discuss the book in front of a fire.
It's amazing that you guys have a working fireplace. What an amazing thing.
It is. We have our fireside, Evening Embers on Monday and Thursday nights. And they're pretty popular, actually. You just come in and read in front of the fire.
That sounds great.
And then we also have a partnership with Great Mountain Forest, and I think you do also, Meg.
We have in the past hosted some programs with them as well, but I think this year their program at your library was so well attended that they were afraid they wouldn't be able to fit.
Oh, yes. The mushrooms one. Yes, sorry. I was thinking the last one was Tom Blagden. But yes, the mushroom one was very popular. We did fit them, but it was very popular. And who's our other group? We have that. We have a partnership with the elementary school. They advertise our programs, and the bus drops the students off at the library. And then we do have a couple of in-house programs that we do at the elementary school. But one of the biggest partnerships we have for the most number of groups is for our venue. They use us as a venue. Mm. And that's because we were fortunate that Isabella Eldridge added the Great Hall to the library in 1911. And we can seat 90 people there. And if we are willing to do standing room, we can accommodate 100, which
amazing.
Is, I think, what we had to do for the Great Mountain Forest talk. And so we have the Historical Society uses the Great Hall as an exhibition space in January. Great Mountain Forest, as we mentioned, has their talks. And we had Tom Blagden recently who showed his beautiful photography of Great Mountain Forest.
Oh, nice.
And they used our big screen in the Great Hall for that. And the Land Trust, once again, has an annual talk here that's very popular. This year it was Lila Phillip, who is the author of Beaverland, and that was a packed house. And then the annual Haystack Book Festival.
Oh, it's right.
The program of the Norfolk Foundation, but they don't have a venue, so we host that for them. And that festival brings together writers and thinkers, and they, you know, talk with one another on our stage. And it's usually 6 or 7 talks over the course of 3 days in early October. Pretty popular.
That's
so how about
really
you,
great.
Meg?
So I've been the director for about 2 years, and one of my big focuses has been on partnerships. I think we're a little bit smaller than you, Leslie, but I've been finding that partnerships are a great way to both get other organizations and people involved in the library, and also a way to drum up more participants for programs. So I've been really leaning into that. So we have a number of partnerships, as you mentioned, with your elementary school. Brittany goes into the elementary school. It's in K through 4 every week, as well as the daycare. And we just yesterday had our monthly half-day program. The elementary school has a half-day professional development day on a Wednesday once a month, so we take 12 kids for 2 hours after school, give their parents a little extra time, and yesterday they did Pi Day a little early, and there was Pi eating and Pi number and all kinds of fun things happening here. Last year also we started a partnership with the Ottima Farm up the road and Kellogg and their school garden. So we're all working in a garden that's about halfway between the school and the library together. So that's been really great. I've also been working a lot with the Rec Commission in Falls Village. We did a summer concert series last year that we're going to continue this year. We've done a fall festival 2 years in a row, which has been really great. And we're planning for Earth Day. We're going to do a community-wide Earth Day event on April 19th. And that's another one where I really try to get all as many organizations as possible involved. So the town hall provides the gloves and the bags for picking up trash. We try to get the historical society, the church next door, the gardeners, the school, because it's a great opportunity for people to do service work for these organizations. You know, do you need weeding? Do you need painting? What can we do together to kind of brighten up our community? So that we're really excited about. And, you know, we have a historical society. Also, last year we did a very popular vintage photo exhibit with a number of different talks around it. And this year we did local trivia, which I was really excited about, and I think we'll make that an annual event. I think in small communities, partnerships are a really important way to get more people involved and excited about what we're doing. And it sounds like you feel the same because you guys have incredible partnerships.
We do. We've worked hard to get the partnerships and, like you said, reach out and involve more people and create that community building that I think is also very important for a library to do.
Yep, absolutely. Let's shift to books, Leslie. This is my favorite part of our conversations. What have been some of the most requested books at your library this month?
We All Live Here by JoJo Moyes.
Mm-hmm. That one just went out at my library.
Yep. And then Tell Me Everything by Elizabeth Strout.
Mm-hmm. It's still on the list, huh? Isn't that amazing?
It really is. I was just going to say that to you. Isn't that amazing that that is still? And Rebecca Yarrow's Fourth Wing also was another that I was very surprised is still on the list.
So. Huh, people are reading it to get ready for Onyx Storm.
Yes, or we are doing it for a book group, so that's why I wondered maybe that was part of it.
Right.
And then for nonfiction, it's Memorial Days by Geraldine Brooks, and I know that you read that one.
Yes, I did, and it's been going out a lot at our library, too, because I've been pushing it on people because I enjoyed it so much. And for our nonfiction book, Robin Wall Kimmerer's The Service Berry is still in high circulation.
Yep.
Falls Village Gardeners have a book group that meets at the library when we're closed, and that's their next book. So I'm sure that is pushing some of the circulation. Onyx Storm has also been, people have been wanting Onyx Storm. And the last one is 3 Days in June by Ann Tyler.
Yes, I was surprised that one wasn't up higher on our list, quite honestly. But yes, there we go.
I wonder if it just hasn't had enough time yet because it's so new.
Yes. That and someone, maybe, I don't know, I'll have to look into it. I hope someone's not hanging on to it. You know how that affects circulation.
Yes, it certainly does. And that one's a short one, so it's able to circulate more quickly. People don't usually have to take the full 2 weeks with that one.
Yes, yes, yes.
Leslie, what have you been reading?
Well, I just finished Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarrow.
For book club.
Yes, this is not a book I would have read because fantasy isn't my favorite genre.
Mm-hmm,
but I am the facilitator of the book group, and so guess what? I read the book because the group chose it, and I have to say I really enjoyed it. So I'm glad that the book group sort of pushed me into that direction. Have you read that one yet?
No. My two other staff people here both liked that series and have read it, so I feel like, you know, they can advise people on it, and I haven't.
Yes. So I'm happy that I read it, and we'll see what everybody else in the group thinks when we get together. So how about you, Meg?
So I just finished Waiting for the Long Night Moon by Amanda Peters. It's short stories, and it was wonderful. And I didn't read The Berry Pickers, which was her breakout novel last year. Now I feel like I have to go back and read that. So I really enjoyed that, and I've been telling patrons about it. Also, on my stint of listening to nonfiction books, I just really enjoyed The Swans of Harlem by Karen Valby, which came out last year, I think, and it's about the five first black ballerinas who really were popular in the dance theater of Harlem. And I was really interested. I'm interested in dance. And, you know, when you think of black ballerinas, you think of Misty Copeland, and she was the first premier, you know, black ballerina, but it's not actually true. And there was the, you know, Dance Theater of Harlem was basically made to give black ballerinas a job, to give them a chance to perform and make a living doing ballet.
That is so interesting. I always think of you're right, I always think of Misty Copeland. Wow.
Right. And so this writer, you know, had this had this inkling or got tipped off that this was not the case. And so she wrote this incredible history of these other black ballerinas who history had kind of forgotten.
I like books like that.
Yeah, and it was really fun. She actually brought in the audiobook, she actually brought in some of the ballerinas themselves. You get to hear their voices in parts of the book. Yeah, which was great. So I really enjoyed that. And I'm embarrassed to say that I'm in a little bit of a slump right now. So
for your reading? Well, that's
yes.
good.
So I just brought home 5 different books and that I'm excited about, and I have to find the one that gets me back in.
Yes. Very good. I was going to tell you, remember how we talked about the women and what our top books were? Yes. Well, I have to tell you that the women, in a shocker for our book bracket, the women went out in the first round.
I'm so surprised. I've been keeping my eyes on your book bracket.
Yeah.
And I was surprised to see that I didn't know some of the books in your bracket. And the first round, what was it up against, Leslie?
It was up against, The God of the Woods.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it was a tough one. I'm surprised. But that was a shock for me. But
yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
And I wonder, I mean, you'll never know, but I wonder if it had been placed against something else, if it would have made it to the second round.
Perhaps, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Leslie, what great events do you have coming up at your library?
Well, on Thursday, March 20th, so that's next Thursday, at 5:30, we have our second class in our series, Never Too Late to Be Great, Women in the Visual Arts.
Cool.
This program highlights the lives of 3 women whose artistic careers bloomed well into their 80s and beyond, so there is hope for me yet.
Can be an artist at any age.
Yes, exactly. For this second class, artist Hilary Van Wright introduces us to Carmen Herrera and helps us create geometry-inspired painting with acrylic on wood panel. And I went to her first class, which is about watercolor, and it was fabulous. So I'm sure this one will also be great. And registration is required for it because of the materials that we need
right.
to provide. On Saturday, March 22nd at 5:30, we have our annual Irish concert in honor of St. Patrick's Day.
Nice.
And that features musicians from Ireland. This year we have Eamon O'Leary and Jefferson Hammer and their band that includes guitars, concertina, pipes, and fiddle. And registration is required for this very popular event. It
I
is
bet.
Usually standing room only, so if people are coming, they should please call the library. And then on Friday, March 28th at 7 p.m., we have a screening of the film Top Hat and Tails, which is about the history of the New Yorker.
Oh, cool.
And that's celebrating its centennial this year, which I didn't realize.
Mm.
The film is narrated by Stanley Tucci and includes interviews with the New York writers and editors, both past and present. And we are fortunate to have the producer and director, Adam Van Doren, here, and he will be available for questions and answers after the film.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes. And then on a fun note, we are celebrating the spring equinox in our outside reading circle on Monday, this coming Monday. Spring, yay!
Yeah, thank goodness.
And we'll have a fire and some tea and poetry readings and just general celebrations of the season. So.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, what about you?
So we have a very exciting Women's History Month program coming up. There's a young lady named Zarifa Adiba, who's from Afghanistan, and she wrote a book last year called Playing for Freedom. She was the co-conductor of the first female orchestra in Afghanistan, and they traveled all over the world playing. And then she went to college in Turkey, and now she's in the United States. And so she's going to be at our library, which is incredible.
That's amazing.
Right? When I contacted her, I said, you know, would you like to do a virtual book talk? And she said, I'll come. And I
wow.
almost fell out of my chair.
Yeah.
So she'll be here, and she's not going to play us any music herself, but what she is going to share, which is also very exciting, is a recording of a never-before-heard piece that she and her 2 best friends are working on.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah, so that's really exciting.
Very.
And that's March 22nd at 1 p.m. I can't remember okay. if I said the date and the time. And then March 29th at 1 p.m., Beth Romaker, who works with Meadowscapes, which is a division of Matt's Landscaping, she runs their native plants division is going to be here talking about native landscaping in practice and sharing a number of different projects that they've worked on, from home gardens to multi-acre meadows, to kind of give people an idea of what they can do, you know, the different possibilities in native landscaping.
I love that.
We're also getting excited for April for Poetry Month. So on Friday, April 4th at 5:30 p.m., we're going to host a poetry celebration. I did this last year for the first time, and I was so delightfully surprised by the positive response. So poets, if you write your own poetry, you want to read someone else's poems, either way, we give people about 5 to 7 minutes to share, and it's really lovely. We have drinks and snacks, and we just enjoy some poetry together.
That sounds fun also.
Yeah, and then the last thing, so I had a funny thing happen a couple of years ago. A patron came in who had worked on these Eric Carle films. His name was C.B. Wismar, and he said he was moving, and he said, hey, do you want these film reels? So he handed me these cans of film. I had no idea what was on them. Thanks to the Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation, we received a grant to digitize the films, and they are these incredible animations of Eric Carle's version of Grimm's Fairy Tales. And they're from a storybook called Is it called Eric Carle Storybook is what the book is called, and it's 7 retellings of the Brothers Grimm, and they're stories that I've never heard before. One of them is called 7 with One Blow. One of them is called The Fisherman and His Wife. There are some really unique Grimm's fairy tales brought to life by Eric Carle. So my art wall committee got very excited about this, and so they're doing an art wall exhibit called Playing with Nature, where different local artists have been inspired by the work of Eric Carle. We also convened a Falls Village quilters group who made these incredible quilts that were also inspired. We have some kids art, so they're doing an art exhibition around this, which I'm really excited about, and the reception for that will be April 5th from 4 to 6, and then spring break week on Friday, April 18th at 3 p.m., we're going to show some of the films.
Awesome. That will be so fascinating to see. That's amazing. What a serendipity.
Right? It was such an, you never know what's going to walk through the doors of the library, and I'm really excited to show these both to kids and adults alike. So I have a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old, and they were my guinea pigs to watch these movies with me, and they were totally enthralled. So I think people are really going to enjoy them.
Very good. That should be a good event. Very nice.
Yeah, and I'm excited. You know, we'll do some Eric Carle story times, of course, around it, and it's just such a great way to celebrate his work.
Well, it sounds like you have a busy month ahead, which is always great.
Yes, and you too. I love hearing what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you.
Great. Thanks so much for chatting with me today, Leslie. Have a great rest of your day.
Yes, you too. Bye now.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut.